The Astonishing Glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu, 024, Advaita Vishwambar Pratam Milan, the first meeting of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, and Advaita Prabhu, 024. When Nimai Pandit was about 18 years old, he went to Gaya on the bank of the Ganga in UP, and he received diksha from Sri Ishwara Puripad, who was a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puripad and a gurubai of Sri Advaita Charya. At one time, Advaita Prabhu said that his gurubai, Ishwara Puri, is the embodiment of Ujjvala Ras, the divine amorous mellows of Radha Madan Gopal's Braja Madhurya Prema. When Nimai Pandit returned from his diksha and other sevas in Gaya, he was transformed. Gone was the arrogant scholar, Bhav, and the pride of being a Digvijay Pandit, Nimai Pandit. Now Nimai Pandit Gaura Vishwambar displayed the utmost humility and respect for everyone. He was absorbed in the ecstasy of Krishna Prema, and he influenced everyone around him in Navadvip. Although, as of yet, they had not met, one night, while Advaita Prabhu was living in Navadvip, he had an amazing dream wherein Prabhu Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, appeared. The next morning, Advaita Prabhu told his friends, "Listen, something extraordinary happened last night in my dream. I saw a tall, most beautiful golden Brahmin who looked right into my heart and said convincingly, 'Prabhu, your aspirations will be fulfilled. All your fasts and all your worship and crying out for Krishna with raised arms will all be now fulfilled. All countries, towns, and villages will be filled with Krishna kirtan. And by your grace, Advaita Prabhu, the bhakti that is rarely attained by Brahma will be attained and witnessed by everyone. All the Vaishnavas will see very soon how this happens in the house of Srivas Thakur. Now, take your meal. I will leave, and I will again come later.'" Suddenly, Advaita Prabhu's dream broke. And lo and behold, he saw Vishwambar Mishra, Nimai Pandit, for just a second, and then poof, Vishwambar disappeared. One day, Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit blissfully went to see Advaita, who was staying in Navadvip at the time. And when they arrived at his home, they saw that Advaita Prabhu was offering water and tulsi leaves to Bhagavan, and he was crying and sometimes laughing and shouting, "Hari, Hari." Sometimes Advaita roared like a mad lion, angry as the Rudra avatar. Observing this, Vishwambar Nimai Pandit fainted, and then by this Advaita Prabhu could understand that this was his Prananath, Vishwambar Bhagavan, Sri Vishwambar Sri Chaitanya Dev Ki Jai. At that time, Advaita Gosai engaged in elaborate worship of Sri Chaitanya by offering him padya, argya, achman, perfumes, flowers, incense, and lamps. And after offering obeisances, when he completed the puja to Sri Chaitanya, he repeated again and again, shouting, "Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahman Hitaya Cha, Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha." After some time, the fainted Vishwambar Sri Chaitanya returned to external consciousness. And then Advaita prayed to Vishwambhara with folded hands. Surprisingly, though, Mahaprabhu grabbed the dust of Advaita's feet and offered obeisances and said, "O Mahashai Advaita Prabhu, be kind to me. Know for sure that I am yours. I am blessed by your darshan. If you bestow your mercy, the holy name of Krishna will manifest on my tongue, because Krishna is always manifest within your heart." Advaita Prabhu replied, "O Vishwambhara, you are the greatest of all. May I always be able to see you. All the Vaishnavas assembled here want to be with you and do Krishna Kirtan forever." Hearing this, Mahaprabhu became very happy and then returned to his home, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. Thus ends the story. 024, Advaita Vishwambhara Pratham Milan, the first meeting of Vishwambhara Sri Chaitanya and Sri Advaita Prabhu.